Welcome back in the zone. We have the view on today in the studio, mostly because we were watching the weather. But again, just to relay what Melinda Mayo told me earlier, for those of you who are watching the weather, you know the difference between spring weather and winter weather is that if there was a pending snowstorm, we'd already be home by now. The fact that there's pending spring weather, which could be severe, we all sit here and wait, and we'll see how it goes.
And everybody's made sure that they found where they need to run. People just in case.
People who have never lived outside the state don't realize this, I guess. But when I moved down here, people are like, I was like 102, and people are like, yeah, it's pretty hot. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm about to die here.
Right.
When I lived in Minnesota, it'd be like 6 below, and they'd be like, oh, this isn't cold. I remember the day that it was 40 below zero, and that wasn't even the wind chill.
People wear their ability to weather the weather on their sleeves.
Yes, but if it gets to like 40 here, people are freaking out.
It's different. It's true.
Yeah. And we take a major snowstorm. I remember one time when I was a kid, we had a lot of ice growing up, so that was sort of par for the course. And I remember one day we lived on a hill. My dad backed out of the driveway. They had not closed my school, mind you. Now I went to Catholic school, and they never closed school.
Sure.
The school could have burned down. They would have had it on the playground, I guarantee you. Those nuns were tough old broads. So they back out of the, we back out, and we literally slid down the hill to the neighbor's house. And my dad's like, well, I don't care if they close school or not. We're not going anywhere today. I'm like, cool. So that worked out nicely. But that was the only time I can remember them ever not taking us to school or not riding the bus in.
Wow.
That's it. I'm sure it happened again. Deanna's here, and Chris King is here.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm great. Man. Talking about Riverfest, and Chris has been involved with some of the acts. Deanna, of course, always involved with just about everything.
Yes, start to finish.
Chris, before you get out of here, too, I want to make sure we talk about what's going on at the Rev Room and Sticky's this week, too. But so let's talk about the overall lineup here.
Well, it's great. Chris, for those that don't know, has been booking our local and regional and headliners on the Sticky stage for the last, this will be the
third year.
Mm-hmm.
And does a fantastic job. So if you all don't visit his establishments, you're missing out. Rev Room, Sticky's.
If you like live music, you've probably been there many times over.
Yes, he's the man. We've got a great lineup this year. I'll go through the national acts, and today we just announced the local regional, and I'm going to let Chris talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's good. We have new news. I like that.
We do.
Okay, good.
Listen, I'm on the cutting edge.
I appreciate that.
Breaking news.
That's right. Friday night on the Bud Light stage, we've got, I'm going to let him talk about the two openers. We've got Daughtry as our headliner, American Idol finalist.
Mm-hmm.
Over on the Miller Lite Arkansas Federal Credit Union stage, it's all country. We've got Jana Kramer, which if you're a One Tree Hill fan, she was an actress on there. We've got Rodney Atkins, and we've got Darius Rucker. So we're real excited about that. It's going to be a fun night. Saturday night on the Bud stage, we've got Sugar Ray, Little Fly,
mm-hmm.
Blackstone Cherry, which you should enjoy.
Yes.
And Bush.
Yes.
And then over on the Miller Lite Arkansas Federal stage, we have Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
And there are rumors that Beyonce may be joining her.
Is that right?
That's right.
Are you starting these rumors?
No.
Okay.
I don't start rumors.
And then, I heard Jay-Z might be there too, may play a little set.
That's right. That's right. And then Lupe Fiasco is going to follow Kelly. And then on Sunday on the Bud Light stage, we've got Cody Ballou, who is one of the voice finalists and a Little Rock native.
Yeah.
Into Florida Georgia Line. And then Dierks Bentley, which is going to be huge, I think. And then over on the Miller Lite AFCU stage, we've got Drive By Truckers, and then classic rock legend Peter Frampton.
Very good.
And
wow,
I do want to say that First Security Bank is the new sponsor of our fireworks show.
Is that right?
That's right. So Sunday night before Frampton.
Do you have teal fireworks?
There will be some teal fireworks.
You need to.
We do. But before Frampton and before Dierks, you're going to see that wonderful fireworks show.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, good. Congratulations. That's a
Thank
great lineup.
You.
I'm excited about that.
I want Chris to tell you about his because it's even better.
I was going to say, the last time I saw Darius Rucker, he was hanging out with John Daly at John's charity tournament when he was still with Hootie and the Blowfish.
So. Yep.
Yeah. That's been a while.
Yeah, that was several years ago. I didn't have the best meeting with him. He was trying to get out of there, though. I don't blame him. But I was like, it was late, and everybody sort of cleared out, and Christy and I were sort of hanging behind, and there was nobody else around, and he was walking this way, and I was walking this way, and I stopped, and I said, and I didn't even call him Hootie, which I'm sure he probably gets irritated.
Yeah.
I was like, Darius, really, you know, love that. That was really cool, and he's like, yeah, thanks. He just kept walking. I'm like, I just want 10 seconds. Come on, 10 seconds. Give me a moment here.
Well, maybe we can make that happen.
That'd be awesome.
Are you going to be in town this year?
Yeah, I actually am.
Okay, you better. All right. We'll see what we can do there.
You want a bromint with
what?
Him?
Here's the problem. You know, I literally have, like, okay, my brother, my nephew, a cousin, And then my wife's two nephews. I have like five. I'm going to be broke. So the good thing is, Riverfest is such a good bargain, I can still afford to go.
Great bargain, half-price tickets right now at Walgreens.
I do have to be out of town that weekend, some for graduation stuff. I guess I could just send them a gift and stay here, right?
Yes, you could do that.
Better move. Okay.
There you go.
Sorry,
there you
Chris, go ahead.
What you want to know about Friday night? Friday night on the Sticky Stage, we've got headlining Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, a great Chicago blues act. Before them, Hosty Duo is going to be up, and then Butterfly and Irie Soul, a local reggae R&B act, is going to be starting off the night.
We need to get Brett Bieleman to come down and introduce him.
How about that?
That's right up his alley.
Can we make that happen?
I can't, but maybe you could.
You've got the connection?
Well, Deanna can.
What's his name on Twitter?
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of fake ones, so you got to make sure.
Yeah.
You know what, better yet?
I'll get one of them to confirm.
There's only one Jen Bielema on Twitter, so if you let the wife know, I'm sure she'll make sure he comes.
There can be only one.
That's right.
Also on Friday night, we're really excited that Aranda from Oklahoma is going to be playing right before Daughtry.
Yep.
And then opening on the Bud Light stage, Satellite. Some guys that we've stumbled across from, I think they're from Nashville, but they're living in Los Angeles right now, but definitely good indie pop rock act. On Saturday night, over on the Sticky Stage, headline in the show is Ana Sia. It's an electronic dance music DJ from San Francisco. She's one of the hottest things on the West Coast right now. She's played Coachella. She's played Bonnaroo. She's played the Electric Daisy Festival, all of the big DJ events that are so popular right now. She's going to be headlining the night. But right before her on the Sticky Stage, we're really excited that Ho Hum is going to get together. These guys had a major label record deal back in the 90s. They broke up some years ago, but we got them back together. Ho Hum playing on the Sticky Stage Saturday night. Awesome. Also on that stage, you can see Amasa Hines on Saturday, Randall Shreve in the sideshow, Arkansas Times Musician Showcase winners this year, Sound of the Mountain, Free Micah, Knox Hamilton, they're all playing on the Sticky Stage Saturday night.
Randall Shreve has the most unique style in all of music.
I believe it. Nobody sounds like this guy.
Well, him and his brother are both two of the most, as you know, most unique individuals alive.
Yeah.
Just great guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
They definitely have the vaudeville, carny, rock and roll thing going, and nobody does it like this. These guys should have more recognition on a national level.
And then Benjamin Del Shreve, who has performed at your place many times over too, is also a great guy. So the whole family, they're out there, man. Yeah. But they are really talented.
Big fans of both of those guys. Over on Sunday night on the Sticky Stage, our headliner is Richie Spice, an international artist coming all the way from Jamaica.
Mon.
This is our big reggae headliner that we've been trying to land. Since I got involved with the Sticky Stage, I've been looking for a big international reggae act every year. Mm-hmm. Really excited to have Richie Spice a part of it this year.
Mm. It's funny that there's a guy who plays reggae whose last name is the same as the synthetic marijuana. I don't know.
There you go. Richie Spice.
Anyway.
I'm sure that's what his mama called him.
For the education.
Yeah. I read, Deanna.
I didn't know that.
Now, I'm not a smoker, but I... you know where I learned that? From the Honey Badger, Tyrone Matthew.
There you go.
There you go. Just from reading news about
police
sports.
Report.
He'd be playing at LSU this year, wasn't for Spice.
I love it.
Prior to the fireworks on Sunday, we've got Two Bob Crew coming in from Asheville, North Carolina. This is a fantastic instrumental world music band. You won't see another band like Two Bob Crew. Yep. These guys have done Bonnaroo, Wakarusa, a lot of the big festivals in the Southeast. Tyrannosaurus Chicken's going to be on the stage
awesome.
That night.
Yep.
Adam Fawcett. We got some big nationals coming through on the other stages as well. Before the Drive-By Truckers, you can see Paul Thorne. He's an act from Tupelo, Mississippi that is very popular when we bring him to town. Little known fact about Paul, he once fought Roberto Duran.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. We have to hit a top of the hour hard break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what's going on at Riverfest outside of the music, in addition to more on the music.
Absolutely.
And I have some questions for you about your place.
Love the new place, Dave.